Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Chili, always of TLC.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Has a new reality.
You just didn't want me to beat him up.
I get scared of that attitude. She's got a new reality TV show on VH1.
Chili is too damn picky.
Chili, this is so bad.
I want you to come see my gym and kind of see what I do.
If I dumb down my standards, yeah, I could get somebody, but I wouldn't be happy.
Nobody is going to meet those standards. Date Jesus.
Gotta love Missy Elliott, right?
So this whole reality TV show really is, I mean, you're going through the same motions that most women are going through that if you're single in Atlanta are going through. You're just frustrated by the scene, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited to do this because of that reason, just to let people see that, you know, no matter, although I'm Chili from TLC, I have the same, you know, problems and worries that the next woman has, you know what I mean? So I thought that that was a really good thing to see. And I encourage every woman to have a list.
This. This was the best part of the trailer was watching that, because Chili is picky and she's got standards, and every girl has standards.
Yeah, people are
in
recommending
head.
Jesus to her. maybe you don't want to have that long
serious
of a list.
Standards.
But I think it's great because you say your standards out loud, and I think other women like myself will keep our standards inside because we don't think we're worth it.
No, girl, you are worth it.
This one needs to hear that more than anybody else. Talk right to us.
I'm serious. You are. And, you know, a lot of people hear all my stuff and like, oh, that's just ridiculous. But you break it down. Mm-hmm. You know, you put your wants on one side and your needs on another. And your needs have to be met. They have to be met. And your wants are your compromising areas.
Mm-hmm. Don't you find that like... I am sure my wife had a list at one point, but it didn't look anything like this. So at one point,
her needs. You meet her needs, I bet.
Give an example of what would be on one side and on the other.
Okay. All right. The needs. He has to be a Christian. He has to love kids. He cannot smoke. Mm-hmm. That is an absolute no-no. No bending in that area. He has to, you know, just be a family-oriented person, like things like that, and have morals and values. And as far as the wants are concerned, I really don't want him to eat pork, but I can bend there because I can switch that. Like, I can change that.
Him.
We can work on that,
train
right?
Him. Sure, yeah.
Because
you're going to cook.
Yeah. And I would want him to have a six-pack, but if he had... But I'll take four, because, you know, okay. The two, we can work on two more. And
where does a career, like, in a career path land? Is that a need or a want?
No, that's a need. I don't need a man to take care of me. I'm sure. You know, I'm very independent and I'm just that way. But I think every woman would like to know that her man could take care of her.
I have a friend, a girl friend, who has her list, but she calls it the list of six. All right. And on her list is this: the man must meet all these requirements of six. He has to be 6 feet tall. He has to have a six pack.
Okay.
He has to be at least 6 inches, and he has to make at least six figures. So her list is all sixes.
Oh, the packing is a need also. You saw the trailer, right?
It matters.
You know,
it matters.
It does.
If you've got to be honest,
that, that
guys,
motion of the ocean, who came up with that?
It's not true.
It's not true. A man
came up with that.
A small man. I will beat him up.
It's getting uncomfortable in here.
Like the things that you were just talking about, it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to find a guy that meets the needs on that list right there that you just rattled off. Like, there's nothing crazy about that list, so there's got to be something.
I don't think there's anything crazy, but, you know, a lot of people in VH1 thought it was really crazy. I mean, that's why they really wanted to do this. They're like, okay, she's nuts. I'm like, I'm really not.
I think it's good to have high standards like that, you know?
Yes, and I think that if women would just raise the bar and keep it there, it would make men just really step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. You know, that you have to come correct to women, you're gonna do that. And these days, women don't, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. they don't have any standards.
Start getting beat down.
Or do you think they do have it in their mind, their list in their mind, but they settle for a guy, and that's why they spend their life trying to change him into the list that they wanted?
Oh, is
wanted.
That too? Mm-hmm. That also, I mm-hmm. mean, you have to realize people are who they are. The only time you make changes is when you recognize the change in yourself that you want to make. You know, but otherwise, people are who they are, and women spend so much time trying. I read this book, and in there it said, men get married in hopes of no change, and women get married in hopes of change.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's true. It's like he's a project. Mm-hmm. He's not right. a project.
Because right. women fall in love with the greatest potential of a man.
Right.
But not that the man as he is that day.
Mm.
High five, sister.
You know? And then you become very disappointed when they never rise to that potential.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay, I have my go-to single friend, okay, that I think meets everything on your list.
Oh.
Okay?
He's a Christian?
He's a Christian. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't eat pork. Ah, damn, he's got a six-pack that I hate. And I think he meets everything on your list.
Mm. Doesn't smoke.
But I married Bert.
But yeah, he's got a six pack. It's just way underneath. Right?
It's there.
And I want to bring him in right now. I want to bring him in right now.
Okay.
Okay? Because this is a guy that should be, I think, is on your list.
Okay.
Bring him on in. Not you, Brittany.
Hey! All
right, this is my best friend, Dolvet. Okay? Get over here, dude. Right? This is my best friend, Dolvet, and he was on your show,
so
and you turned him down. This is my boy. What is it about this guy that you didn't find solid right here?
This is hysterical.
This seriously is my guy, and he was telling me about your reality TV show way before mm-hmm. anybody knew about it, because mm-hmm. we called each other, and he's like, dude, guess what I think I just got cast for? And I was all excited, because I had you guys married.
Oh,
married,
you had us married off.
So he was on the show, mm-hmm. and I gotta know, like, what happened on that day that the two of y'all are not married right now.
You just gotta watch.
This is my go-to dude right here.
He is a great guy. He is.
No pork.
For the record, they are sitting farther apart from each other in the studio than anyone else. Like, we're not on top of each other in here.
It's like long distance hello right now. How are you?
How are you?
But let's go through the list here. We got no pork.
No pork.
Dolvet, you eat pork?
Don't eat pork.
Don't eat pork. Six pack?
No. Oh, six pack.
You know, man's got a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christian, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, you Christian?
All day.
Okay.
He's like, all day.
All day.
It's that voice.
That voice. You know, I like the voice. God. He has that voice. Hello there.
When's the last time you went to church?
Last time I was invited, it was...
God's always inviting you.
You know what? I love you, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff just got him.
No, it's not about getting me. It's like, you know, if I don't have a church home, I don't. But when I'm invited, I always say yes.
So, okay.
What did you hear when he said that?
He doesn't go to church.
No, I don't. I don't have a church home. I really don't. I'm not gonna lie.
He's like, if you ask somebody when the last time they went to church was, and you think of the last person, and they start thinking of the last person who got married or the last person who died.
Exactly. I was in church in Naples. Yeah. Wait, that was a beach wedding.
So there's going to be a church on Easter.
Exactly. I was going to say, this weekend, exactly. So many people are going to be in church in the aisles this Easter and won't go again until next year.
Right. Exactly.
Did grandma pass before or after Christmas?
Right.
I can't remember.
Man, we were talking about the show as he was going through it, right? Mm-hmm. And my boy is confident. And that's one thing that I think that women really find very attractive about him. And he called me up on the phone one day and he's like, I don't know what happened, man, but she won't buy it. I'm like, bro, it's all right.
What do you mean she's not buying it?
She's not buying it.
I did not say she wasn't buying. I said it was
awkward.
The best date I've ever been on my
you
life. It was not the best date. It was just not.
And you felt that day also?
You got to watch.
Yeah.
Well, there's some of
it. I don't have to say anything. When you see it, it all speaks
Chili's
for
about
all
to move self. Over onto Melissa's chair. So I'm
exactly. Chili's like, I'm going to be over here. Wow.
That's how Tracy got Kim Zolciak. You see that?
I just have.
Hey, you're turning women into lesbians. Oh,
hey. Whatever I can do to help out the community. Whatever I can do.
See, women are a lot slyer than guys.
Wow.
Like, even the whole premise of the show sounds strange to me because you just seem like such a catch to me. Like, obviously, you're beautiful. You got a great personality. You're successful. So when you say that you can't find a good man, I'm not even necessarily buying the whole premise of the show.
Are you going to have my back?
I was going to say, do you think that men have a hard time with women like you?
Yes.
That are independent, mm-hmm. successful, mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, they're intimidated by all of that and, like, don't feel like they're worthy for you. Like, sometimes I think men need to be needed and are intimidated by a woman like Chili who doesn't need a man.
Well, the thing about it, they look at the whole outer part and assume you don't need them. I think that a man's definition of needing and a woman's, you know, someone in my position, they're two different things, you know. I do need a man. I want one. I need one. And, but mm-hmm. it has to be right.
Are you tough? Are you a tough girlfriend?
I'm not tough. No. I can be tough. I'm fun. I like to laugh. I'm extremely silly. I like to just, you know, to me, the best relationship ever is Martin Lawrence show, Gina.
Martin and Gina.
Yes.
They're playful.
Just playful. I love that.
Good time all the time. Right?
All the time.
Well, the show
or
starts.
The Neelys. Have you seen the Neelys on the Food Network?
The Neelys?
Couple? No. Wait. No.
The couple that has the Food Network show?
Uh-uh.
Anyway, they're just fantastic. Fooling around.
To me, it's like it's almost like Will Smith and Jada. Like, I look at that relationship, and they always seem like they're having fun together.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. They
have a lot of fun
like that.
Show. Yeah. So the show starts when?
April 11th.
Okay.
VH1.
And it's all shot around Atlanta, right? These are all Atlanta dudes shot here in Atlanta.
Atlanta and in Vegas. One cool part is that a lot of the TLC fans will get a chance to, you know, see us perform. We performed in Vegas with Justin Timberlake. I had the pleasure of meeting Taylor Swift. And it was so funny because right before stage, she and I was talking and she said that Unpretty was her favorite song. And I was like, oh my God, it was so sweet. And then when we were performing, I ran off on the side of the stage because I was looking for my water, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. I was like, I'm just, you know, like, I need water. And she was off to the side, and she gave me her water.
Did she?
Sweet. She was the sweetest thing.
And somewhere she's telling the same story, like, oh, my God, I was in Las Vegas, and I was doing this thing, and TLC was there, and I gave Chili my water. And then she gave it back to me, but I knew that she was with that Dovet guy, and I was like, because I had heard about him.
And Chili said, watch the show.
We will link on up to VH1, and we'll link on up to the show also from Q100Atlanta.com. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, and wait, I want everybody to know I'm finally on Twitter. Jeff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We set up this whole interview on Twitter.
Yes, we did. Yes, at Official Chili.
All right.
And I tweet back to my fans.
You do?
I do.
I'm going to start following you today.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Again, we will link on up from Q100Atlanta.com. Chili, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're on The Burt Show.